All right, I first wanted to finish up the end of the previous collection of Makoros, the last issue we started the very end last time. That's the issue of a chet, a splinter, in source 44 from the previous Makoros, and we'll go through today's as well. We'll go through the Siman HaChatzitza, Kuf Tzarech Ches. The mission Makoros, Perek Yud, Mishneh Ches, is a chet shu tochu ba'adam. Chet means basically a splinter. Chet means an arrow, but most people have an arrow sticking out of their body, but it means like a splinter, right? Chetzu tochobadam is manshu nira. If it is seen, we understand that what that means is it's visible above the skin, then chotzeit, then it's a chatzitza. And nira, tovel, again, mission mikvos is not, the mission mikvos is not talking about necessarily about it neither, but anybody who has become tummy, so it's considered to be a, it's considered to be a chatzitza. Man here told him, if he's not seen, I mean, it's not above the skin, it's under the skin, so then he can go and tovel and eat truma, whatever, whatever the tumor caused, is removed. So the Bartanura there, is in 45 on that mission, 45, the Bartanura says, Lo shno chetz tome, lo shno chetz tor. It doesn't matter what the splinter, it was a shard of metal or a shard of wood. Again, that's a tumen tarish. Certain things are metame, other things are not. So the Bartanura says it doesn't make a difference what the material is. And that's based on the Tosefta, okay, where we find the distinction is brought up in source 46 and Tosefta and Mikvos, Perek Ches, Alav Adalad. Nichnos lo chetz birecho. Rebbe Omer eno chotz. Omer eno chotz. Omer hariza chotz. Rebbe says it's not chotzeis, and the Chacham says it is a chotzitza. And then there you find the distinction, b'med dvar ha'mamor b'shal matches. If it's metal, that's where you have this machloka, b'shal eitz, okay? If it's wood, then hareze chotzeis, but v'mkara olav ha'or, m'mala kol modim she'eno chotzeis. So in the Tosefta, the machloka is by a splinter, okay? It says it depends whether it's metal or it's wood. By wood, everyone agrees that it is a problem. But it mentions that if the splinter is inside, the skin already grew over it, then it's not a chatzitza. Okay, now it's important to note that the Tosefta doesn't make any distinction between whether it's visible or not. See that? I mean, the Tosefta does not bring up that chiluk. Okay, now as far as why there's a difference between metal and wood, so I showed you last time the Rash Mishans. The Rash was one of the Balatosos, whose Pirush is printed on the page and in the back, in the Mishnayos that appear in the back of the Gemara in Zeroyim, Kosher, and Taurus. We don't always have Gemara, so we have the Rash. He says there in the Mikvos Perek Yud Mishneh Ches, Bizman Shemir Chotzis, Pirish Mishal Matches, Eili Bei Maya Tfei Mishal Eitz. Some of the water gets in, I guess because maybe metal is thick. I'm not exactly sure what the scientific materials are, but water can get in because Eino Nidbak Kol Kachem HaBosar. It doesn't cleave to the skin the same way. And metal, there's a little more space that gets in. Okay. The metal is harder to get out, so you're not makbid. All right, whatever, aside the difference. But the question is, we have in the Tosefta in 46, that Tosefta Mikvos Perkes Mishnah Dalad, Halacha Dalad, you find a machlokas Rebbe and the Chachamim. The question is, in what case are they arguing? Okay, in what case are arguing? Because again, the Tosefta doesn't make clear, we're talking about where the splinter is visible, meaning it's above the skin or not. It's not really clear at all. From the Tosefta, they're going to make the chilip. So here we have a, it seems to be the Beis Yosef down in 52, and Aaron Simmons from Kuf Tzarech Ches and Osir Aleph, corresponding to Sifir Aleph, presented the Machlokas. I think I mentioned this, I don't quite see the Medayik a little bit, but let's see first. We can see the Sefer HaTruma in his Hilchos Nida and Simon Kuf Hei in source 48, as well as the Mordechai in the back of Shuas, Hilchos Mikvos, Remes Tavshin, Mem Zayin, both the Sefer HaTruma and the Mordechai assume that if it's, that the Machlokas is when it's near it. In other words, when it's if it's near it, okay. Look at the end of the truma. He says, "Avalim kol kach ba'omek nira she'eno chotzes." If it's not really near, so deep, okay, you can't really see it. So then it's not chotzes. That there's no argument about. The argument is when it's near it, okay. When it's near it, then you have Rebbe says it's not a chatzitza, and the Chacham said it's a chatzitza, and that's halacha. You follow? In other words, that's how the Mordechai makes it a little more clear. He says in the third line there of 49, Karov or Eno Chotz and Divrei Kol. If it's already gotten skin over it, then Divrei Kol. That's not where the Reb Machlokas between Rebbe and the Chacham in that Tosefta is. If it's very deep, it's If it's eino nireh, basically it's not visible above the skin, then there's no machlokas. Then it's for sure not a chatzitza. What about if it is visible? That's what a machlokas. Rebbe and a chachamim. Rebbe says still eino chotz. The chachamim says yes chotzitz. And Allah is like the chachamim, then it's yes chotzitz, right? So that's how the Sefer Truma and the Mordechai learned. The Rosh, at least as the Beis Yosef understands, the Rosh in back in Maseches Nida here in Hilchos Mikvos in Chav Zion 50, he writes. Again, to understand the way the Beis Yosef does, you have to put some words in a little bit. It says, "Chetshu tachov ba'adam is manshu nireh chotzeitz." Sounds like he's saying "ledivra kol." No, when it's nireh, everybody agrees that it is chotzeitz. Machlokas is if ain't no nireh. You see the opposite. In other words, you hear what I'm saying? In other words, the way the Truman and Mordechai learn. So when it's totally ain't no nireh, then there's no machlokas. For sure, not a chotzeitz. Machlokas is when it is nireh. Rebbe said it's still not a chatzitza, and the Chachamim say it is, and Pasuk has a Chachamim. According to the Rosh, the way the Beis Yosef understands, is when it's nearer, then everybody agrees it is a chatzitza. Machlokas is when it's eino nearer. Again, I don't quite personally see that in the Rosh, but that's the Beis Yosef understands it. The Rambam as well. Hilchos Mikvos, Perk Beis, Alach Hechet. Second? He says that when it's nearer, is manshu nearer. If it's visible above the skin, which is the true Mordechai said, that's the machlokas from Pasuk Chachamim. No, he says when it's nearer, it's what everybody agrees. That's not what the machlokas is. Everybody agrees it's a chatzitza. Okay, machlokas is when it's eino nearer. Then Rebbe says that that it's not a chatzitza. And Chachamim says it is a chatzitza. That's how the Beis Yosef reads the Rosh. He reads the Rambam that way also. The Rambam is Hilchos Mikvos Perek Beis Alach Hechet again 51. Chetz atochav ba'adam is manshu nearer chotzitza. Okay, with Mansha Enonira, okay, it's not a chatzitza, but that's where the machlokas is. Okay, that's where the machlokas is. It'll take a look on the Beis Yosef, look through it. I'm not going to read the whole thing now, but that's the way he understands it. Okay, he understands it. It's a machlokas for Shana. Okay, it could be. I don't take the time to read the whole Beis Yosef. You can read it, the Dark Emosha, there are more. Okay, but the Beis Yosef understands it that way. He understands it, the Rosh. You're saying that everybody agrees when it's near it is a chatzitza. If not, that's the machlokas. And that's how the Rambam seems to learn as well. Okay. And the Ramah in the Dark Emosha there, to Kuf Tzariches Ozhei, with the asses, has a little bit of a problem. Okay. With the Beis Yosef. He said the Beis Yosef, he concludes by saying, look at 53, the Dibre Beis Yosef Begum Gomen. A little confusing here. It's Archeon. The Ramah finds the Beis Yosef a little bit problematical. Okay. Because it would come out, first of all, he says, but more important for us, it'll come out the way the Rambam, the Beis Yosef learns the Rambam and the Rosh. So if it's eino nira, that's where it's yes machlokas, right? Right? That's what he's saying. But when it's yes nira, then everybody agrees it's not a chatzitza, right? If it's eino nira. But if it's ain't no near, if it is according to the Rosh and the Rambam, the way the Beis Yosef learned, if it's nearer, then it's a chatzitza according to everybody. That's not what a machlokas is. If it's nearer, it's a chatzitza according to everybody, right? With me, right? That's what we said in the Rambam and the Rosh. If it's nearer, it's a chatzitza according to everybody. If it's ain't no nearer, that's where it's a machlokas. Now, what is the machlokas? If it's ain't no nearer, Rebbe says not a chatzitza. Okay, and Chacham says it's a chatzitza, and the halacha is that it's not a chatzitza. So it means we're passing like Rebbe. Okay, who's a das yochid? So it's a little funny. In other words, according to the Sefer Truma and the Mordechai, it works out better. But according to the Sefer Truma and the Mordechai, they hold that when it's eino nira, okay, then it's not a chatzitza. There's no machlokas there. Okay, the machlokas is when it's yes nira. So the Rebbe will say that it's a chatzitza. Rebbe will say that it's a not a chatzitza, and the Chacham will say it's yes a chatzitza. And we pass on to the Chacham. Okay, right? Everyone's happy there, right? And again, if, according to the Truman and the Mordechai, when it's eino nira, then it's not a chatzitza. Kudivakol. That's correct. It's not a chatzitza when it's deep inside. Okay, when it's not deep inside, when it's nearer b'chutz. So Rebbe says it's not a chatzitza. And the Chacham says, it is a chatzitza, we pass on. Oh, good. Okay, however, according to the way the Beis Yosef learns the Rambam and the Rosh, they say that when it's nearer, it's yeah, chatzitza, according to everybody. Okay, we can live with that. Okay, but when it's eino nearer, that's where the machlokas is. with Rebbe saying that it is not a chatzitza, and the Chacham saying it is a chatzitza, that means we pass it like Rebbe, that it's not a chatzitza.
So
we're passing
the same way either way.
Lemaisa, it comes out, there's no real practical machokas, it just comes out funny. That's the Rebbe, he's bothered by that. And a Chanami, you're right. What Yair said is absolutely correct. It comes out, it's not really not a machokas. It's exactly the point. Okay, in the following sense. If it's near of Machutz, okay, according to Mordechai and the Truma, that's when there's a machokas. According to Rebbe, it's not a chatzitza. According to Chama, it's a chatzitza. But Allah is like the Chama. Okay, that it is a chatzitza. Okay. And if it's not near it, then, then it's not a chatzitza. According to Rama the Rosh, it would be the same thing. If it's near Machutz, there's no machokas. And it's chotzitz. And it ain't no nira, so then they'll pass like Rebbe. It's just a little strange it pass like Rebbe. What the Yair is pointing out is correct. Halacha l'maisa comes out the same, namely that if it's nira, then it's nira, it's a chatzitza. According to the Rambam and the Rosh, nira is a chatzitza according to everybody. According to the Truman and Mordechai, nira is a chatzitza. According to the Chum, that's how we paskin, so we're okay. And if it's eno nira, so according to the if it's eno nira, so according to according to the Rambam and the according to the Truman and the Mordechai, okay, if it's eno nira, then there's no machlokas. According to them, it's not a chatzitza, which is good. And according to the Rambam and the Rosh, it passes like Rebbe that it's not a chatzitza. It's a little funny. That's how it comes out. So it really comes out halacha l'maisa, no different. They look in the Shulchan Aruch 54. Coats of thorn, same idea, splinter of thorn. I talk about it. It comes out, no matter which Rishon you go like, it doesn't make a big difference. That's the point. Okay? So that's the story of that. The Shach in over there, okay? Sukkot Tessan, Sukkot Yudzain, he makes another distinction. And he adds that it may depend a little bit on how deep inside is deep inside. Sometimes you get a splinter and it's really deep. And it hurts a lot to get it out, right? Sometimes, it depends on how deep it goes in. Sometimes it's under the skin, but it's right near the surface, right? I mean, probably that's the more common case. No, I don't know. But sometimes it gets really deep. I mean, I remember my children getting out of splinters, always at a picnic. And, sometimes it gets stuck deep inside. So the Shach says, he thinks that everybody agrees that if it's really deep inside, that's not even called nira. It's deep, that's not even called nira. Okay? So that's not a chatzitza. And on the other hand, he holds that everyone agrees that if it's mamish sticking out, we can see the top. Sometimes it happens. If you're lucky, if that happens. Because then all you got to do is take a tweezer and pull it right out. It's sticking out. Sometimes you don't need your fingers even. Okay, if it's just a little bit inside. I don't know. I mean, I should be bright enough to wear gloves. But I usually get splinters is Erev Sukkos. Okay, you put up the wood and you're tucking it. It's been in the garage all year. The little splint sticking out here and there. So, my son-in-law comes and helps me, wears gloves. Yeah, that's smart. Okay, but I haven't picked up that brilliance yet. But anyway. Tells me every year he's going to buy me gloves, time for Sukkot. Anyway, but sometimes it comes right out. A little stuck in your finger, it came right out. Okay, anyway, the Shach makes that distinction. Okay, so he says, but everyone agreed that if it's sticking out, it's also a chatzitza. The question is, if it's visible on the top of the skin, that's a machlokes. As he said, we should be machmir, because if it's at skin level, it is considered nearer. That's what Shach says. The Sefer Tara doesn't,
if it's just below the skin.
Just below the skin, he said, it should be machmir to get it out.
Barely. Skin, but still
that's he thinks you should. No, he thinks that's already near it. That should come out. So that's,
So is it below skin level, but visible?
No, it's always going to be visible. But it's mamish right below the skin level, right at the top, the tippy top. I think that's how he says it.
You mean if it's a few layers deep, then?
A few layers deep, then I think it's for sure okay. That's what he says. Yeah. So Shach says, how deep is near? That's his issue. He also says, this is a problem that she's supposed to find. All right, the Sidri Tara, in 56, and Sibar Chafei, disagrees a little with the Shach, he's not so sure. So, just to summarize quickly what comes out from here, again, so near the Bachutz, Nir Rebbe Bachutz. According to the Sefer Truma and the Mordechai, Rebbe says Nir Bachutz is not a chatzitza. Okay, and the Chachamim say that it is a chatzitza, and we pass it to the Chachamim. The Ram and the Rosh say that everybody agrees a chatzitza, so we pass it that it is a chatzitza. If it's low nira, according to the Truma and the Mordechai, it's not a chatzitza, according to everybody, and according to the Ram and the Rosh, it's a chatzitza according to Rebbe, but not a chatzitza according to, it's not a chatzitza according to Rebbe, but yes, a chatzitza according to the Chachamim, we pass like Rebbe. And then the question is, you know, how far deep in it? Okay, if it's, you know, very, very deep down, so, you know, everyone agreed that it's a chatzitza, and if it's not, right, it sticks out from the top, it's not a chatzitza, and the question is, what if it's nearer, but not quite, and maybe that's a machlokes. Okay, just to finish off this topic quickly, if you look in 57, according to Tshuva Ramosha, Igros Moshe, Yoredei Chalik Beisim, Pei Zayim, Bidvar Tfiros Sharovei, Tfiros are stitches. Okay, which the Shulchan Aruch Torah had with stitches, okay, should be tocha peh, the teeth, the prevent teeth or whatever, stitches in the mouth, and so that's what he was talking about. Okay, that's a motion. Bidvar isha sharofa hotzi shame, pull the tooth, okay, and they had to put some stitches in and so on. So what's the story? He says, she'ef shalarosam, you can't really see the stitches at all, rock the instrument, okay, you need some kind of a, you know, thing to look at it and so on. Anochan le'edat and le'edaiti, shimu emes lo nirik klal, rock asher frido rofa me instrument, nirik nechshav k'zeb mokam balua, and it's not a problem, but nirik mistabish and nechshav makpedish le'eshu shamatiros. But if it's visible, okay, Rav Moshe writes that if, you know, when it comes to stitches, they're chatzitza if they're visible. If they're not visible, they're not a chatzitza. That's basically his position. And then I quoted in 58 from the Badei HaShulchan.
If it's inside.
Yeah. So again, if it's visible, you smile, you can see it. I can see it.
But it's in the way in the back.
Yes, that's not visible. I think it's not visible. Also, I would add, he didn't say this, but especially today, you have these dissolving stitches. Right, I mean, it's a thing. Can't we see them all? Someone who was mentioning the other day, I forgot that someone mentioned that teeth. You mentioned, or you could feel,
yeah.
I moved,
I was able to, one side I was able to feel a hole, the other side I literally felt the stitch.
You felt the stitches, so okay, but Moshe seems to say it depends on the visibility of it. Okay, the Badei Shulchan, and I printed here in our Sivan Kuf Tarechas in the Biurim, Sivkov Gimel, okay, the Maskil Beeged, and so on. So he says that even if it's even though you could argue in the mouth it's based on storm and so on, but he doesn't want to be makel, okay? He thinks it should still be machmer, but he distinguishes also between tfir shasidin lo tzien min aguf, stitches that are going to be taken out, okay, as opposed to stitches that will dissolve by themselves. He says if the stitch will dissolve by themselves, then there's room to be makel about it, okay? But other stitches, he said, you know, could be a problem. And then he mentioned again, how long will they be staying in? He mentioned a month as a distinction, but that you have to look into that case when it comes up. Ravad Yosef, by the way, in the Sefer Taz HaBayis, is makel altogether with stitches. Okay, he's makel with stitches. He feels that a person is not makel, otherwise you don't want, especially if they're going to disappear, or you know that they're there, you walk out, people do have stitches, they know it. Anyway, remember, we have to look into each case when it comes up, but that's the story of stitches, okay?
The body's
navel specifically. He's on stitches. No, I don't think he's only one mouth. I don't think so. Okay, I think he's making general with stitches. Okay, that's basically it. Let's move on to the next. We know some of the stuff very quickly. Some of these things are not, again, bearing in mind that we wash and we bathe things a little differently hygienically today, okay, than they once were. And again, we... The woman bathes before going to the mikvah and usually gets things off. But let's look at the next issue. And that is in the source one, the next packet. We'll kind of see this. We should be able to get through it. Go through some of the stuff quickly. It says, again, we start with that Mishnah Mikvos, Parak Tes, Mishnah Aleph, the list, Elochot, Sibahadam. So one of the things is Mishnah bathes. Geled, Soa, Shalb, Soro. Geled means like crusted, like Glida, right? It's crusted over. It's like crusted sweat. Okay. Again, today you bathe, you get it right off, right? But I mean, at one time it was less of an, more of an issue. When your sweat dries on you, when it sometimes happens in the summer or whatever, you're sweating and then you don't go right away to wash up and the sweat kind of cakes on you a little bit. Okay. That's called gelet. So that's chatzitza. And Rav Avi Bartanur explains there in Perek Tes Mishnah Beis, two, glade tzor shal b'sor, shenis yabsha. It dried out, you know, again, in the heat, it dried out with sweat, and it dried out on him. Okay, that's the chatzitza. But Berktes Mishnah Gimel El Shein Chotzin Mishadal Lichluchei Tzorashav Tzorah. Again, it's sweat, but it's still wet. You know, it's sweating. It's still wet, and that's not a chatzitza. And the Bach explains here by us in some Kuf Tzarichas and Mishnah Gimel. He distinguishes lichluchei tzor purusho lichluchei tzor kasheino yovech el ba'odo lach. Sweat is on your body; it's still wet. It's still wet, right? So therefore, lichluch dovek al b'sar eino chotze. It's the eile b'maya because water can get through. I mean, water can get on it, right? Abu kashnasa yovech when it gets sticky. Okay, you know, it gets sticky and it cakes over it, crusts over, or like something on top of maka. The water can't get in, then it's a chatzitza. So that's what Shulchan Aruch says here in Sifri Beis. I don't know if it was, pretty self-explanatory.
So when you
said
the water
can
get through it, even if you
keep it? It doesn't really matter, I don't think, because for it's a me, I mean, it's me. It's a good question. I'm not sure, because today people would be mapped before.
But
meaning,
isn't that the water can get through it anyway, so it's not dead
all? Right, it's not really chatzitza. That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like, yeah. Okay. So here the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud Beis writes, "Lichluchei tzor shalbosa machma zeya, enam chotzitzim, nigla kigli yachotzitz." Okay, again, we can go through this quickly because it's pretty self-explanatory. The Sidrei Tara and the Shirei Tara here in Sifkot Nachav Zayin 6 writes, "Perish kashay zeya merubav." So he mentions, you know, when does sweat cake over? When you have a lot of sweat. I mean, you know, you're playing tennis in 95 degree weather, whatever. You're jogging. And there's a lot of sweat, so that's when it cakes over. A little bit of sweat doesn't, you know. That's just telling you, practically speaking. Okay, next. Okay, related. Again, I'm going to go through this quick. It's self, you can learn.
So, doesn't it mean excrement?
So really does mean excrement. It means anything which the body expels.
Okay.
The word latzeis, right? I mean, so usually it means, you know, excrement, but in this case, I mean, sweat is also expelled by the body, right? It's so here means. You know, stuff that the body gets rid of, right? And that's why it includes sweat. But you're right. More often than let's say we talk about saying Kriya Shema and Davening by Tzor, it usually means excrement. But it's the same. You have a pasuk in Chumash, which he sees us say Secha, right? You know, when you go out in the field, you have a shovel in case you have to go to the bathroom and cover up. But it means that which comes out of the body, you know, the bodily discharge, you know, that the body expels to get rid of sweat because, you know, it's healthy for the body to get rid of that. Water. Okay, that's the idea. Got it? But next, so in another Mishnah, another case there in Perek Tes, another Mishnah is Hamalmulin. Malmulin literally means like beads, okay? Beads of, not beads like you wear beads, but beads of sweat, beads of dirt and so on. Bartholomew explains, Kishiyadav shall adam luchachos petit obebotzek obezea. If your hands are dirty or sticky, with dough or other types of stuff, or sweat. You rub your hands together. So now what happens very often? They become little, like little beads, right? That they, you know, there was all spread over your hand. Now you rub your hands together. So it becomes something like little beads, gargirin, so sort of like barley, little droplets, like beads and so on. That's the first the show says there in Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis in 9, Hamamulin Kartezeya, beads of sweat. You know, beads of sweat when you wipe it or it. That's what ends up happening. Okay. So Shulchan Aruch Paskins here in Sifri Gimel 10. Mamul and Shalabas, those are considered to be a chatzitza. Okay. And the Taz explains in 11, in Sukkot and Tezayin, Pirish Kisha Adam Losh Isa. When you're working with dough, you're a flour, you're working with dough. Baking matzah. Okay. Mishaf Shev Yodav Zebzeb. Okay. Now he says something else. He says, not just what happens is, it's not just that it sticks on your hand. When you rub your hands together, he says, "Meshav shev yodav zov zov." Nofel men kamo kutin imrochal b'sor chutzin. Sometimes these beads will drop on another part of the body. That's the point. Okay, says the Taz. You hear what he's saying? Because when you rub your hands together, you have dough, whatever. You rub your hands, the little particles fall off onto other parts of the body. You're sitting there, so that's going to be chatzitz in the other parts of the body. That's what the Taz is concerned about. Okay, same thing. The Shach says the same thing. It's about Yerches. Right, Pirish Kishorim Megabel Tit or Losh Isa. You're playing with, you're working with clay or dough and so on. And you rub your hands together, so things would fall off. Okay, so that's that. Now another thing with different types of clay. I'm only going through because here in the Shulchan Aruch, most of us don't work with that anymore today. Anyway, although if you're in the you're an artist or a painter or something like that, you work with clay and pottery. Okay, potter. So again, Perek Tes Mishalav 13 Elochotz Ma'adam Mishabes is Tita Yovan, the Tita Yotzim, the Gates Yivani. These different types of things, the types of clay or mud you work with. I mean, most of us don't work. You go sometimes to, you see people do pottery and work with the clay and mud and so on. So that's the issue. Ezeo Tita Yovan, the Tita Boros is mud. Shenema is a pasuk. Tita Yotzim is like clay. Tita Boros is mud. So Biosi Mitar Shal Yotzim and Matam Mishal Market depends which. Okay, and you're looking at Mishnah, has different types of clay. The Bartanur explains in the Parktes Mishal Beis there in 14, Shalmarika Tita Shar Beloven Beitza. It's a clay mixed with the white of an egg. It's to make some what we call today paste. Paste. You know, paste. It sticks things together. In the back of a book, sometimes you paste and so on. The comments issue about the paste because there's flour. Right? But anyway, so that's what we're talking about. These different types of, that's one interpretation of marika or marka, it means paste. Another interpretation is Lashon Tamruke Noshim, we just had in the Megillas Esther, right? Tamruke Noshim means like some kind of a cosmetic type of a thing. Okay. Anyway, you can look there at different types of clays. So you look in the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Mikvos, Perek Beis, Alach Aleph, Elu Chotzin V'Olam, there's a whole list of Katzitzas, some of which we talked about, Liflus Shufus Lion, right? The sleep that's outside the eye, we talked about last week, Gelet Shufus Lamaka, the scab that grows beyond the moon, Adam Ayovish, come back to Shkabamaka, Ritia, the bandage, and all these things we mentioned, okay? And he says all these things, including this different type of teeth, which is clay, are Chotzit, Ushar Kolotit, Keshulach, Eno Chotzit, Renim Chomayim, Keshuyovish Chotzit. He said that the Rambam said that it depends. These things which are listed, okay, are always chotzeis, okay, when they're dry, but not when they're wet. Sometimes the clay or the material is wet, so then it's not a problem. That's the Rambam is saying. And the Smag also says like that, okay, in Esen Resh Mem Ches 16, Titeogan, Titeotzin, Titeodrochem, Shenim Saf Masachama, Kol Elu Chotzin, Shar Kolotit Kishu, other, Shar Kolotit Kishu Lach, Eno Chotzeis. Okay, so again, in particular, go over again. According to the Rambam and the Smag, the different types of clay that I mentioned here are chatzitza, but other types of clay only a problem if they're dry, but not if they're wet. Certain things are no matter what. Okay, the Torah seems to say the other way around. I don't make too big a fuss about it. The Torah says in here, in the Sukkot Tzarechest in 17, the Torah says the other way. He says, no, Tita Boris, all these different types of clay mentioned here, they're only a problem with the dry, when they're dry, and other things are not a problem at all, wet or dry. Okay, and that's how, you know, the Torah's a little different, huh? Shar kolatit matbilin bo kushulach. I think that's the question, whether that's part of Rabbi Yossi's statement or not. We don't pass on Yossi. Okay, I think so. But anyway, so Machok is around on the tour. And the reason, what's the reason? Why should certain things be a problem, certain things not be a problem? Well, why? You understand, according to the Rambam, certain, the ones that are mentioned here are a problem, are always a problem, okay? Whereas other types of things are a problem only when they're dry, not when they're wet. And according to the tour, the other ones are not a problem at all. These are a problem only when they're dry. Okay, and the reason why the Rokeach writes in Simon Shinai and Zion in 18 has to do with what people are makbid on. Again, today you don't have any of this because we wash off all the time. But the Rokeach writes, he said it's a question of being makbid. Okay, you know, the Ram and the Smag seem to say it's not a problem even if you are makbid. Like we said before, if it's wet, it's not even a chatzitza, like I was saying to you before. That's a question. The Mordechai, it also makes a tally on being makbid, not being makbid, Mordechai in Rebbe Tavshin Chester and Shuas in 19. Okay, again, you have to bear in mind, as we said, that people didn't always wash off things regularly today, you know, as they do today. You know, I mean, you know, if you're a potter, okay, you work all day with it, but then when you finish, you know, there's a place to wash before you leave. A mechanic He's working all day. He's full of grease and oil. And then before he leaves, he washes it when he gets home. You know? So it's just a little different today. And the Shulchan Aruch brings this up, I was pointing it out. It's in Hilchos and Tils Yadayim. I mentioned last week that some of these things are chatzitza for the Tils Yadayim purposes also. Okay, so in Sinkuf Samach Aleph or Arachayim, Sif Aleph, okay, Sinkuf Samach Aleph, Sif Aleph, and Arachayim, the Machaber writes, you have to be careful about a chatzitza, right? Tzorach Lizorma chatzitza, Shekol Dover, Shekotis Betila, Chotis Benetila. And he gives you a pack of examples, okay? And including the examples, things we saw, right? Some things we didn't see yet. Tzorach Shetachas Atzipor, and stuff stuck on your fingernails, okay? Butzek Shetachas Atzipor, we'll get to that later. Ratia Shobasor, bandage, Titayovan, there's different types of clay. Almuta Shenamakwin, Ein Locho. Okay, but to me, Shenamakwin, Ein Locho, like we said. There are more roads. Because these things are not so makbid on. Okay? And he says, but for, you know, maybe for Tvili would be. Okay. Anyway, and the Mishavur, the Bir Halacha, there, it's in Kuf Samach Aleph, Dibam Asal Makbid, he says that according to the Rambam, something locked will allow water in, and it doesn't matter whether you're makbid or not. So that's a question. Like I was telling you before, that's a question whether it's, you know, it's not even chatzitza to begin with, because the water can get in. Anyway, getting back to us here in Sif Yud Bal.
It says that Rambam says if it's wet, it doesn't matter.
It's okay, because the water will get in. Okay, the Mordechai said it depends on whether you're makbid or not. According to Rambam, would seem that even if you're not armak, it doesn't matter because the water can get in. It's not even. Doesn't even qualify as a chatzitza, so to speak. Well, I think that's what I mean. Okay, so here in our Simon Kuf Tzarechet Yerodei Sif Yudalad, the Chaber says, Tita Yovan v'Tita Yozin Tidrochman Himsosh V'Tomer Afilu V'Osachama Kol Elu Chotzitzin. Okay, there are an automatic chatzitza. Keshulach, of Shar Kolti, but other types of Keshulach, Eno Chotzitz, Shor Nimcho V'Mayim, Shor Yovesh Chotzitz. That's like the Rambam and the Sman, like we said before. Okay, there are more ads on me of your Mac Pedis. I feel with the Malach. That's like the Mordechai and the Mukah. Okay. Again, these things don't come up as often today, these types of things. The Bach does point out that today, in any event, even if you're not Machbid, we're going to say it's a Chatzitza anyway. Why? Because we don't know. You look at the end of the Bach, we don't know what's considered. This type of teeth and that type of teeth, you know. Look at the end, it says, well, Fina's dieti, look at the last 1-23. Well, there's a bath. Fina's dieti, you know, the fila enemak pedis, cold teeth, a fila lach, hotes, enemakian, the mine teetim. You know, we don't know all the different types of clay, what they mean by that, and so on. Okay? That's the bath says. All right? But the Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Mem Aleph here in Sim Kuf Tzarechez does mention something which is Nogeya, and it talks about, again, being Makbid, because certain things, right, even if you wash, it doesn't come right off, right, unless you really scrub. Sometimes residue is left. In other words, when a person has some type of teeth on them, even if you once it's off, there can be still something remaining, because water by itself doesn't always get things off. You know that, right? Water, sometimes you have to have soap or a remover or something like that. You know, I mean, work with sticky substances, it comes up down to them. I mean, it's true, we wash it off right away, but sometimes you really have to scrub or use some kind of a, you know, material that removes this type of stuff to get it off. I've had it, especially sticky substances. You're working, you know, I mean, you're putting down contact paper, whatever it is, sometimes it's sticky and it's running on the water, doesn't work. There's still something left. So Aruch HaShulchan said, that's going to depend whether you're makbid. Okay. All right. Anyway, I don't think that comes up, but now does. So the other things, though, that I think does. He says, washing it off may not be enough. Okay. Some people, but what his point is that even if it doesn't come off, usually not makbid, because it's not, you can still feel it, but you'll go out, you'll worry, you know, because you don't have time to scrub it now. Right, he says. Look at the second line. Nisha kamin roshem al avoser af benoflo. Even if the main thing fell off, there's still some remnant of it on you. There's still some mark on you. Rakshen derech lahakbid b'zeh. But that now it depends on the person. They're makbid. Let me go back to that issue where it goes by most people and so on. Okay. All right. Now we'll come to something else, though, which is a little bit more common or can be more common. Okay, the remainder of the shear. So the Tosefta, okay, or two parts where it relates, okay. The Tosefta Mikvos, Perk Vobalochehei, 25, right. Hadam, blood. And that could be no guess. Sometimes you have blood that you scratch yourself and there's a little blood there and so on and so forth. You have your head, your scalp, and behind your ear and so on. Okay. Dam, adyo, ink. Happens today too. Sometimes your pen leaks or whatever, this is ink, right? Okay. Or dvash, chelev, maybe less common, but also sticky things. Sraf, hatut, I mentioned, I think we saw this two septones before. When a strawberry, you handle strawberries, it's, your fingers get red, right? Sraf, hatena, sraf, hashikma, tena's figs, shikma's sycamore, sraf, hachur, carob. Yvesh, and chotetin, lach, and ain chotetin. Sharkos, sraf, and bain lach, and yvesh, and chotetin, shari, angel sraf, okay, it depends on the type of stuff. Okay, so let's see where this comes to us. So blood, ink, honey, milk. Okay, honey, milk.
All other juices are not chatzitza.
He says other things are chatzitza no matter what. It depends. Okay, some things are always chatzitza. And that's how we'll see it. That's how the Rambam says also, 26. Perek beis, paskins like this. Okay, we'll see why in a second. Hadvash adyo. I don't think it means milk. I think it's chelev. It's fat, not chala. Or badam, svafatut, utena, vashikma, vachorb, yveshin, chotzin, lachin, ena, chotzin, shar, kola, sofer, bain, lachin, bain, yveshin, chotzin. Why? So it really has to do with what you're makbid on. Okay? Certain types of, sraf means like sap. You touch a tree with a sap, right? From the sycamore tree with sap. Okay. So the smog in essence of Reish Mem Test 27 writes, Tanya Bitosefta, he says, why is there a chilik? He says, because derek ben adam lahakbid alayin. Certain things people are more makbid on. I guess things people worked with more regularly is they weren't makbid if there was sticky stuff left. Because it's understood that people work with them. Other things are more makbid. That's really what it depends upon. Okay. However, again, the tour learns a little differently. The tour says, "L'chora nira the svav charlanas elevation and chotzitzin." He says that he understands, even though it's not like the Rambam, okay, and it's it doesn't seem to be like the Tosefta. I'm not sure why he says it, but the tour says, take a look. He says, L'chor near the Srap Shari Lanas, Afili Evasion, Ena Chotzitzin. And Rama says, no, for carrot, even if they're still what they are Chotzitz. Not sure how where the Torah gets it from. The Maya says, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rambam, okay, in Siftes Vav here, in Simukum Sarechais 29, all these different things, Evasion, Chotzitzin, Lachim, Ena Chotzitzin, Shari Chotzitzin, Afili Lachim, Chotzitzin. See, Paskins like the Rambam, okay. And the Shach, again, as you call it, Yutes, says the idea of Kepeda is important. If she's makbid on all these other things, then even when it's wet, then we chatzitza even when it's lach. Okay? All right, the Sefer Shura Tara and Shmuel Lamed Aleph again quotes that it depends on what you're makbid on. Just in terms of Psach, the Chochmas Adam says, again, he says in the Kalkuf Yud Tes, Siv Yud, Kol Minei Srafan L'Dedan She'en Rekiyin Chotzen Afilulah. We don't know what type of sap, what type of this, what type of other things and so on. And so therefore we're makbid on all these things. And so the truth is we are. We try to get everything off, remove everything from the skin. Okay? And again, this could come up from time to time. As far as blood is concerned, cake blood is concerned. So here we have a Gemara in Menachos 33. Okay, Chof Aleph Amen Aleph. Omer Gidl Omer Zeiri. Dam, Bein Lach, Bein Yovesh Chotzitz. Okay, blood doesn't matter. It's Chotzitz either way. That's the Gemara says. What do you mean? We have our Mishnah, we have our Tosefta, rather, which But you look in 25, it said only a dam, it starts with dam, right? And it says, Yevashin chotzin lach and ain chotzin, so it was stira. Understand Akasha? Right? He says that it's only chotzin, but it's, Rav Gittel says it's, the name is Ziri, that it's bain lach, bain yavesh. Okay? And here it's, we said, no, it depends. The answer is, lo kasha, ha the sarech, ha the lo sarech. Okay? So now, that, what does that mean? Okay, it means there's a difference between did it congeal, okay, or not. Or it's there's a kind of middle status. Did it start to congeal? It gets sticky, okay? Look at Rashi says this. Sarich, chotzeitz, Rashi is in Menachos Chaf Alf Malam 34. Chotzeitz means lingin tefila. Sarich means shemaskil lisyabesh, ulidabek tzatz. If you touch it, if it's caked over and I touch it, my finger's not going to turn red, right? And you know, when you have a little cut, right? So if it's still bleeding, so you touch it, it turns red. Srich means that it started to congeal, okay? If you touch it and blood will come up, then it's not chotzeitz, because that's considered liquidy. But if it's... And he says, Kishatolukarashi says in 34, Lo Sarah, Kishatolin Bo Etzba, Nimshach, Baholech Chutmer, some of the blood will come out. Okay, so that's what it means. As the Rambam says in Perk, praise Allah, Kabez, Dam Shenisrach, Bebosar, Filach, Hotzeitz. Okay, that's already a Chatzitza. So it means it's begun to stick a little bit to the body, even though if you. It started to congeal, that's the point. So, So that's that. And the Smag also says in Reish Mem Ches, same thing. Okay. But he mentions something interesting, the Smag does. Quotes a Gemara in Zvachim. I'm going to have a short print of the whole Gemara, but take a look. Okay. He quotes it. Shvachu l'bnei Aaron, shehocho al kavusayim bedan. Okay, and the Gemara in Zvachim talks about the Shevat, the Kohanim, that, you know, in the Beis Hamikdash, you're slaughtering animals, well, there's blood on the ground. There's blood around. Okay, there's Zvikas Adam, but there's other blood also. A lot of Shechted animals around, so there's a lot of blood around. So the Shevat, the Aaron, that they would stand in the blood, so to speak. Right? That they would, it didn't bother them and so on. But isn't that a Chatzitza? You know, when they're the big day with the Avodah and so on and so forth, isn't it a Chatzitza? So apparently, okay, I'll cover Chatzitza. All right, so he says, apparently, after Bosa, Lach, you know, Chotzitza. Apparently, even Lach is not a Chatzitza. All right, that's how the Kesef Mishnah quotes this Smag also, Perek Beis, Alach Beis. Dam Lach, blood, you know, wet blood that's Al HaBosa is not a Chatzitza. But if you're Nisrach Bosa, it started to congeal, and then it is a Chatzitza. And that's the Shulchan Aruch rules here in Siftei Zayin. Dam, Shenisrach Bosa, Afil Lach, Chotzitza. Once it's begun to, you know, stick to the body, then it is a chatzitza. Yeah. That's the disagreement.
You think about
scab, though? No, so we made that chilek regard as scab, but it's separate from the body. But here the blood, it's still...
Blood can begin. It started, I
think. It started to begin.
Because the blood begins and...
Eventually, yeah. But for the time being, if it's a chatzitza, if it's starting to cake over, okay, because it's still part of the skin, it's still part of the body, and it's still blocking the body, so to speak, blocking it. That's what I think it means. Okay, all right. The last thing for today, and this is really probably what's most nogea, is talking about blood and ink and so on and so forth. What about makeup? Cosmetics, lipstick, okay, hair dye, nail polish, this type of stuff. Okay, that's the question. Okay, yeah, and that'll be the last thing that we'll finish off with today. With me, yeah, good. And that's obviously very, very much Nogaya. Okay, you know, things that women use to color their body and their hair or whatever else. That's the question here. So here's the Gemara in Zvachim, Tzadi Chesna Beis. Talk about clothing, which have to be toiled because they became tummy. And not our problem, but they relate. Amar Rova, 39. Pshitali, dam al bigodo chotzeitz. If you have blood on your shirt, on your garments, okay, dam on your garment is a chatzitza. And why? Because you don't want it there. Okay, you're machbit. Well, who walks around with a shirt that has blood all over it? Unless it says im tabachu, you're a butcher. So that's the guy who works all day. He wears one of those white. I was wondering why they were white ones, but they told him. But okay, so I think about that. This is strange that the butchers are always wearing white. Okay, anyway, but in tabachu eno chotzeis, right? That's not a chotzeis because Rashi says there in Zvachim Tzadiches Beis 40 in tabachu she'eno makpid dam shabbat. He doesn't care if there's blood splattered on his garments. Always has it. Then it's not a chatzitza. And as Rashi says, Eino chotzitza, it's a chatzitza, be kepeda talia. It depends on being makbid or not. Similarly, continues the Gemara, revav al bigdo. Revav is like grease, okay? Fat, So again, grease, okay? Rashi says, kol dover hanituch, yon shuman v'chela v'shava. Things that melt, certain types of fats and wax and stuff like that, okay? But a mocha revival, that's his line of work. He sells his stuff, he works with his stuff. Then it's not a chatzitza. Okay, then the Gemara says, boy, rubba, dam urevav al begadim. He's got blood and he's got grease on his garments. Mau, im tabachu, okay? He's a butcher, yeah, but he doesn't have grease, doesn't want grease there. He's okay with blood, not grease. Im mocha revavu, tibugam shum dam. Lo tzricha do, but he's in both lines of work. He does both things. Achada lo kopit, atata kopit. Maybe even so, he's not makbid on one thing, he's makbid on two, or then we'll take him. Okay, what does it have to do with us? Okay, because they're talking about clothing. So based on this Gemara, the Rosh says the following, connection with this Gemara, all right? Well, he's going to take him, fine. The Rosh writes, in Hilchos Mikvos, in the back of Midah Simon Chav Zion, 41, Noshim Hatzovos Atzmon. Women who color themselves up, makeup, put on makeup, okay? Nira she'eno chotzeitz. It's not a chatzitza. Makeup is not a chatzitza. Why? Ki hu noilahen. They put it on, lipstick, rouge, whatever, powders, whatever women put on, okay? It's noy, it's decorative. Be'eno makpidos, it's not makpid on it, adrabba. Assume they put on purpose. I'm assuming it's coming. That's one thing, the Rosh says. Not a makbid. All right, they do it on purpose. They do want it there. Hey, makbids rather not have it there. They do want it. That's why they put it on. Okay. But furthermore, she'ain bo mamish el chazusa ba'alma. There's no. This is what you were talking about, right? Aryeh doesn't have any mamoshes to it. It's just an appearance. Chazusa ba'alma. It's an appearance. Okay. And now, b'chol isha shum nosel lizbo came to dark mach enem makbedes. She's a makeup artist. Okay. Anyway, and he brings the raya from this Gemara. If it's your profession, it's different. That's what we see from the case of the butcher or the grease salesman. Okay, it sells goose grease or whatever. Grease salesman. So it matters here also. Same idea. Okay, that's what the Rosh says. There's nothing. He said a woman is working with colors, not makbid, so it wouldn't be a chatzitza. All right. So that's what the Rosh writes. Similarly, the Rashba in the Bais Ara says like the Rosh, okay? He says, Noshim Shitzov is a day in Noi, Mistabash in a Chotz, Noi Lahen, and I'm a bit of a Siren. Adraba, Rotsu same Bekuma, same idea, that they want it there. But oh, the Lech Ala Chazusu Ba'almo, okay? It's only there for appearance and so on. And he says, every person has to assess individually. Similarly, and Abayas HaKotzer, same place, Bayez Zayin, Shar Zayin, 43. Rosh Bor writes, Svoyim Shal Yedei Anoshim O Shal Hasar. Coloring that's in the hair coloring, and hair dyeing. Okay. Yeroli, She'ein Chotzen, V'She'ein Makpidos. V'hen La'olam, Adar, V'chotzen, V'hen, V'schatzos, So Tamidanoi. What do you mean? She's not only not Makpid, she keeps doing it again, keeps dyeing her hair again. After 3 weeks, to dye her hair again, because you don't want it to look, or you want it to look whatever color you want it to look. Okay. Even though this dye is on all her hair, remember we had that machlokas, does the hair count as a separate entity from the body or not? And we pass like the gonin that when assessing robe, because you can ask, what do you mean? Hair is the, what's the one hair for? Hair is the minority of the body. Remember we said, according to the gonin, okay, the machog is on the right, but whatever we saw, or chosh of the gonin, that the hair should be treated as a separate entity in terms of robe and makbin, robe. So here you have robe. But afal pisha tsevaz et poshe b'chol aser, rubo afal pisha eno makbin olav chotzit. As we just said, well, eno chotzit, adarab, but she wants the hair color in there. She wants it there. They don't mock it, but then the Rosh boy says, yeah, but it's rove. What do you mean? It's not rove of the whole body. No, we're closer to the gonim that rove of the sair is enough, right? So good, she's not mocked because she wants to die there, but it's rove. It's a problem anyway. So kan makfedes, rove silios. Areza kilu humi gufan shall sair. So this is different. It becomes like a... It's part of her hair, so to speak. Nadina is an entire hair. Rubo eno makbid. Here it's not because she's makbid. You know that it should stay on. It becomes like her hair itself. It's like he says, it's like a colored garment. Right? It's like a colored shirt. When you have, well, my shirt's a bad example, but you're wearing a blue shirt. Okay, it's too hype. So it's not that well, there's really a white shirt, but there's blue. No, it's a blue and white shirt. It's not like a separate from the shirt. That's what comes with the hair. And he brings an interesting raya, okay? Rosh Bo mentions that the Mishnayos describe that the paroches sometimes had to be toiveled. The paroches in the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash. And matzino betvila le paroches afal pi shein ba yeshvan tcheles argon tola shani. All kinds of colors. Right, there would be type of the parochas, even have all kinds of colors on it. But different to parochas we know is made out of galas or gomant or shani, blue, purple, red. Okay, but obviously that's part of the things. So same thing here. Well, that's one thing. But he's saying, the first thing is it's not caring, right? But more, it's more than you wanting it. It's wanting it that becomes should become instead of your regular hair, right? That's part of the essence of the item, basically. But you're right. That's what it boils down to. It's wanting it, but not just wanting it. You want it as the entity itself, as the item itself. You want the hair. She wants her hair to be blonde, or wants whatever color she's dyeing her hair, whatever she, right? That's what she wants. So that becomes part of the definition of the hair now. It's not an extraneous thing. That's the idea. Okay. Then he adds something else. The ode in the second line there, like we said before in the Rosh, near Elisha ain't my mushroom shall tell me say about the dime, and a marrow shall tell there's nothing to it. It colors the hair, but there's no substance to it. Okay, hair coloring is the hair, it's usually a liquid or something or other that they put in it. There's no mamushes to it. Okay. So it has no mamushes, not like paint, which has mamushes to it. Okay, hair coloring doesn't have like that. So that's the Rosh Bo. The question is, sounds like they're both giving two reasons. A, you're not makbid, okay, because you want it there. And B, and more than want it there, it's part of the thing. And B, it has no substance to it. It has no mamushes to it, right? Both the Rosh and the Rosh Bo mentioned both of those factors as being in the mix. The question is, what if you only have one of the factors, okay? And what if it's the two points was A, it's for noi purposes, for decorative purposes, you want it, and B, it's not mamushes anyway. So what if you have something that's noi, but it does have mamushes? Okay, certain powders, let's say, do have mamushes. They put it on for noi, but it has mamushes. Okay, or if it has no mamushes, but it's not for noi, let's say an ink stain. There's no mamushes either to ink necessarily, but it's not put on for noi. You don't put the ink on. You hear the question? It's what if you only have one, not the other? So that's for the Rosh Bo, it's mashma. You really need both. Okay, well, it's hard to say because when you look at the Rosh Bo, I'm not sure. Do you hear my question? Let's say it's for noi purposes, but it has mamushes, like certain types of powders. Or the other way around. It's no mamushes, but it's not for noi. You need both. So the way the Rosh Bo phrased it sounds like really one is enough. He just says the ode nearly. Maybe the ikar is the other one.
Doesn't the Gemara give examples of like dam and rebates?
Yeah, so I have to see also, how that jives with that.
Dam
also, not for noi, right? And it's not for noi. Yeah. It's a point. someone raised it a little bit, it seems like a little bit of steer. Okay, and hold the thought for a second. We'll see what's, we'll come to that in a second. But I just want to point out, on printed 44, the Chuvas HaRambam, in Shin Lamed Tes, I printed the wrong Sheila, so forget that, cross out there. The Chuvas is what's important to us. Okay, the Sheila was, about our question, and the Chuvah is, the Rambam writes, Hatzvoyim HaMishan Megivana Or Levad, Ve'ein Lo Guf Gavo Me'or Eino Chotzitz. The Rambam seems to require both. The key, cross out the three lines of the question. 45 is printed the wrong part of the Shaila, but it's important those are the Chuvah anyway. Okay, so he writes that various colors, okay, to change Hatzvoyim HaMishanim Givan Ha'or. Givan means the color of the skin, of the appearance of the skin. So the colors need to have not have mamoshes, and it's put on, okay, for beautification purposes, okay, in order for it not to be a chatzitza. All right. The Meiri kind of draws a little bit of a line in the Meiri on that Mishnah Mikvos, Parakhtas Mishnah Beis. He says, you know, sometimes, the Meiri writes, even if there is a little mamoshes, if it's lanoi, they're not makbid. That would not be enough for it to count as a chatzitza because, he says, even a little, I don't really mean by a little bit. Okay. He writes, I feel however, ktsas mamoshes. You see that? So maybe the powder wouldn't be a problem. It's ktsas mamoshes. Okay. So, bottom line is, Amiri seems to say, even if you have only one condition, it's unlanoi, that's good enough. Even if it has ktsas mamoshes. As we learned, the other Rishonim seem to say, it has to be A has to be for noi purposes, and B, it has to have no mamoshes. Miri is willing to entertain that as long as it's a noy, it's good enough. He doesn't go all the way to say it has mamash, only that it's sas mamash. A little bit, the Miri seems to be disagreeing. I'm not saying to Machok, you hear what I'm saying? It was the Rambam, the Rashba, seem to say you have to need two things, noy and no mamashes, right? Miri seems to say, no, as long as it's noy, it's okay, even if it's sas mamashes. Okay? So I don't know, maybe it's a little bit of Machok, I'm not sure. Okay, the tour says tzeva shetzovos hanoshim al pneimus sarosh meino chotzeis v'chein mishum nosa tzeva v'yadav tzuos and chotzeis not a chatzitza. The Bach raises the question. Maybe this is what you were getting at, Arya. The Bach in 47 is to Zion. Okay, tzeva shetzovos hanoshim ken kos sarosh and son rashba. What about the other things that are like kol shechutz la'ayin? We had the blue, the blue eye liner. We said that is a chotzeis. Okay, that's what you were asking. No, more or less those kind of things, right? We had those cases. What is a chatzitza? Is that what you're asking? That has certain things that seem to be a chatzitza. They have mamoshes, right? So he says. So he says not the same. Those do have mamoshes.
The commissioner is the
Dom and Rebane
are not chatzitzas.
By Dom.
By Dom and Rebane. Clearly,
yeah.
Have
emotions,
and in
their
scenario.
Yeah, so that seems to be an issue of chatzitza. But even they're not chotzi saying.
Only for
him, not for everybody else. So why?
Beforehand.
Yeah, I hear.
Because the
rabbi
was going to say, like, he was, needed, like, both.
Yeah, right. Noi. There it's not for Noi. There it's not for Noi.
No, because he said that either Noi, you needed either Noi.
Right.
And you needed no
much more. Right. But these things have a bunch of the same.
Right.
Yeah, I hear you. Let me think. Let me just finish up. And go back. We'll go back to that question. So the Bach also seems to say you need both things. Maybe that's what you get. Look at the end. He says, "Avag of the ain lanoi ala adam is ganes, but says afilo hachik im the umnasu b'ka." When that's your umnas, then you're not makbid at all. And that's the point. If it's your umnus, then it takes away the makbid factor completely. I think that's what you have to say. I think that's what Bach is getting at. Okay? I think he is dealing with that question, not the same way, but it comes out the same. Yeah. Rish also tells you to ask the same question. All right. Anyway, let's look at the short. You know what I'm saying? I think that that's the issue there. It takes away the pain of that. Take a look in the Shulchan Aruch here. It's in Kut Tzadikas of Yudzayin. Seva Shetzobos Hanosh Malpnei Medemis Harosha Eino Chotzitz. Okay. B'chein Mishu Tzavos. Someone who's a dyer. Dies. Dies with a D-Y. Brother-in-law who works at Tchelitz wrote a book in English called The Rarest Blue. Very interesting. It's a very fun read. Like talk about, it's not a halachic work, but it talks about a halachic issue. And it used to be, when he was first getting involved, he used to get some of these snails off the coast of Greece someplace. You can get the snails, the phallosum snails, in Eretz Yisrael, but they're a protected species by the Israeli equivalent of the ASPCA or whatever it is, you know, the Kabbalah, and the nature people. Anyway, so they can only take a certain number. Now they have a deal with some Croatia or something. Anyway, we went to Greece, and he was from some sleepy town. He was driving, and he was told that they found out there were a lot of these snails there. So he wanted to break them open and get the thing. So he goes to a hardware store. He doesn't speak too much Greek, and the Greek guy doesn't speak too much. And he brought like a hammer and something else to pick it apart. And the guy asked him, what are you doing? Why do you need these things? You know, he asked him, he goes, oh, I'm dying. You know, like the guy looked at him, you know, dying with a spelt. He didn't get it, you know. Figured he's American tourist, I'm nuts, you know. But anyway, so this is dying with a Y. Okay, anyhow. So I thought it was committing suicide. So I don't know. Give me. All right, anyhow. So that's how the Shulchan Aruch says. And there are more ads, right? Shochet or Katzav, a butcher, a Shochet, Yod of Tom Lachodom, and a Chotzer Robin, and a Zu and Makbinim. Okay, now the implication of the Ramah, and maybe this also addresses your point, but the implication of the Ramah is if this is not your profession, okay, so then you are makbid, therefore it would be a chatzitza. You know, unless you have both qualifications, maybe that still is in the mix. Not sure. You know what I'm saying? According to the Ramah, he says, you know, what if this is not your line of work? It's only both? Not sure. Okay. Anyway, maybe it depends how much, how thick it is, or not sure. The Taz, according to Zion, talks about Isha Shenoga Biyore or Bikder Vinispachma, Sut. Okay, a pecham is charcoal, soot, you know. When you go to a fireplace, you get smoke, you know, and it gets on. Okay. He said that's a little bit not a kapeda. And he seems to be saying also, is it not done Lanoi, but it's it seems to say only one reason, only one qualification. It has no mamish. Shach mentions both, it's called a chavala. Right? It becomes gufo shoser. It's not makbid and Emo Mamish. Okay. Let's finish up. The Bir Agro also says that derived from the parochas. We mentioned that, right? That there would be makbid to Mishnah Yerushalayim. All right. Sidre Tara and Sivan Lamagimel plans against the Taz. Say only one. He seems to be both. Okay. Let's just finish up with a couple of things from Moshe Feinstein. One thing from a different Shuvah Carol Dovin. Tzitar, I think, just took issue with the Taz. You know, he summarized the whole issue. We need both factors, or one is enough. The Taz seems to say only one is enough. That was the Taz in 50, right? It seems to say only one is enough. It's good enough. He's saying need both. No, he said he takes issue with the Taz. Taz says one should be enough. Okay. Ramosha Feinstein, Igus Moshe, Orachan, Chedek Bey, Simon Kuf Yud, 54. Bidvar Dyo, Imuchatitzel, and Atil Sedayim. You got ink on your hand, now you want to wash Atil Sedayim. Okay. So Ramosha writes that ink is like liquid, all right, and therefore the water is going to get in it. Amaya Magin Lagufo Derech Dyo Halach. Okay. So Ramosha says that, you know, the water will get in anyway. So Therefore, it's not a problem until Zidayim. And if it's Yavesh, who says, even if it's dried, you write to the end, dried ink, so what? It's Rak Kazusa below Mamashas. There's no Mamashas. So it sounds like he's also saying one reason is enough. Nobody puts ink on just for the decorative purposes, okay, unless you get this in a custom or something like that. But, you know, so that's what the Mamashas seems to be suffice. As long as there's no Mamashas, it's only one thing is enough. Okay. That seems to be enough. Yeah. And here's another interesting question. Can a gimel or your dechel biggest motion? Your dechel gimel simin samach beis. Risi melachtuim. Melachtuim. Take a look. In the second line. Bitvar, you know what that says? Eyelashes. Aleph yud. Lamed aleph shin ayin samach. Eyelashes. And the women still wear false eyelashes? I don't think that's so common today. The women used to put on, used to be like a type of makeup, you put on eyelashes. It's like hair extensions today, but.
Yeah, definitely.
Women still wear eyelashes. I meant to ask my wife, but I don't know. She has a little room, she has a little place in the corner room, she has a little makeup. I don't go near there. So I don't know what she puts on, but okay. Anyway, talk about eyelashes. So again, you know, it's for noid purposes, okay? On the other hand, here there is mamashas. So this will be a distinction, right? There's something to them. It is for noid, but it's not just for, it's not for mamashas. So again, it depends whether you need both reasons or not. So he says it's better not to, he discusses that question, whether it's one reason two is enough, and when one reason enough for two, and he says it's better to get rid of it. The truth is, that's what we do. We have the woman take off all their makeup and all the eyelids, although we have everything to take off. The shayla, sometimes you can't get it off. Sometimes you have makeup, it's meant to last for a week or whatever it is. You know, sometimes it's a problem. We try our best, halacha l'maaseh, to get women to get everything off. The last thing I printed, 56, it's Shuvah Karen Adobe, as soon as she's saving. Chelek or Chaim Simon Mem Hey. Okay, he talks about Asher Nogu Tzat Noshim. Some strange men, and put nail polish on. Whatever, we'll ignore about what he says about the men. He says, I don't know. And it has Yeshba Mamashas. The nail polish does have a little bit of Mamashas. Okay? On the other hand, it's for noise. It's going to be the same issue. Okay? So, and he says that the things, there's room to be makel here. Okay? Because when put on it, there's no mamashas to it, not real mamashas to it, and certainly lanoi, okay? It's certainly put on for, but again, we today have women take off the nail polish, in general, before going to the mikveh. They have nail polish remover, comes right off, goes off more easily, okay? But at the end, he says, anything which is noi is not chotzeitz, even if it has mamashas to it, and therefore, there's room to be make the thing is that sometimes, if it cracks, for example, there's not so much noise. That's, women would rather remove it. They like, women crack their nails and nail polish cracked, they don't get upset about it. So today, the mice are women do remove nail polish when go to the mikveh. Okay, so we basically take all the Medicare, all the cosmetics off. But the question is, what if one didn't, and they discovered afterwards, that's where the shadows come up. Okay, so that's
horrible. And what do we do for like eyelash extensions now? They're supposed to last for a month or two.
So they have my lunch, but again, if I guess people are makeable because of noise, I have to check it out. I'm not
sure. They are makeable.
I think I better double check, but yeah.
And like hair dye, same thing. It's supposed to last for a while. Would they do it?
I'll double check. I think so. Comes up. The question is if you can time it to go and take it over and go to the mikveh, but if not, there's room to make one. Okay, have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.